Have you lived right here in this Ullerton community? You know, both of you born right here, around in here?
I was born about 7 miles over Mountaineer, yes, sir.
Well,
Calhoun County.
Calhoun County.
Coldwater
County. Oh, yeah, I saw that on the map when I was... Well, you just go right up this road, right straight on across the highway.
Yeah, right straight across.
That's right.
Just about 2 miles.
And when the pretty springs 2 miles down here where we get our water, it's really worthwhile. I mean, I was born just 4 miles over to the left of the spring up there.
I see. You get your water here from the spring up there?
Yes, sir. And all the water in Anderson.
Well, there must be some kind of spring.
Fort McClellan, Blue Mountains. Huh?
Beautiful.
That is a spring worth seeing.
I see. I believe it's Huntsville, too, that gets their water, or used to get their water from the spring. But it's not a very pretty one.
This is a pretty place around the spring. It's really worthwhile. If they let you in and look it over.
Oh, I see.
That. Well, there, you can get in.
They don't allow anybody in there now. We used to have picnics, church picnics in there, but, you know, something's always got to happen. They had to cut it out, so.
Well, did any of the flood that we had get to you all, the high waters and everything? Last March or whenever it was?
No, sir, did not.
I guess that's good.
No damage in this territory. Not no more than usual.
Mm-hmm. We had a good bit of it over in Florence.
We heard about that. We have a grandson and his wife moved to Florence. They worked for the telephone company and they mm-hmm. was transferred to Florence.
Do they like it?
Oh, they love it.
Florence is, I think. I'm from Chattanooga up in Tennessee, and I lived in Tuscaloosa for 4 or 5 years, and I didn't care much for it. It's too flat, too hot. That old paper mill stinks everything up down there.
It's quite different down there to what it is here. We used to have some friends we'd visit there once in a while.
They live out on Route 9. I don't know just how far that is from Florence. I've never been up there yet.
Well, it's a nice community, but of course it's right there on the Tennessee River, and we get some flood problems. Were your parents, Mr. born in Calhoun County?
Yes, they were.
And what about their parents? Did they ever tell you where your grandparents were born?
They came from Carolina. From Carolina. Came over here doing this steer drawn sled time. When my granddaddy was just a small kid. Mm-hmm. They came down from Carolina, and the grandmother and the little fellow rode the sled, full of oxen, that brought the cow. They set up at night, pitch camp at night, and traveled from Carolina and settled in Alabama here.
My goodness, that'd take a long time. They did a lot of sleeping out.
That's right.
Yeah, good. Well, a lot of the people that settled in North Alabama came from Tennessee and Carolina. Mm-hmm. I don't know why it was they migrated like they did, but a lot of them did. You went to school here, right here in the area then, did you?
Finished, yes, sir. That's right.
What was the name of the school?
Coldwater School.
Coldwater.
It's got its name from this spring down here. The spring is
I guess that's what the community's named the whole place, Coldwater.
Yes, sir.
That spring is very cold.
It must come from pretty deep down in the mountains.
If you can get in and see the spring, go where it's, even the water is just doing like this, bubbling up a big, big spring down right now. It's coming up just like this, where you can see it.
Children try to go swimming in it, but it's so cold, they just turn blue and blue.
I guess so. That's not very good swimming water. You don't have any over in this section of Alabama. Do you ever get any of the high winds or anything like we get up in Florence where we get stuff?
Yeah, we have a storm. Usually, used to, April was our bad month. We've had lots of bad storms. Houses, orchards tore, trees down,